You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, radiowaterloo.ca on the web. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can access the recordings of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news or on the National Local Journalism Initiative website. I'm your host, Ivan Angelovsky. Just a few months ago, 36,000 people marched the streets of Kitchener, asking for change in support for Black Lives Matter.
Black lives, they matter here!
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 No justice!
No peace!
No racist!
No peace!
Against police violence and anti-black racism in our black and queer communities. We have all been watching time and time again unarmed black men, women, black disabled and queer folk are killed at the hands of police brutality, violence, institutional racism and white supremacy that exists across borders.
So my name is Fitzman Aragai. I'm a student and I'm also a community organizer. So right now we are here to march in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. We're here to march to grieve the recent deaths of black Americans and black Canadians at the hands of police and law enforcement. And we're here to bring up issues of policing in this region specifically. Black people in this region make up 2-3% of the population, yet are carded and pulled over by the police at 4 times the rate of the population.
You've heard from Fitzman Aragai, an activist and organizer of the Black Lives Matter support march in Kitchener this June. Their most important demand was the call to defund the police. There were similar demands across Canada. Just a few months ago, there was a motion in the city of Toronto to defund the police. After that vote, instead of defunding, Toronto police actually ended up with more money than before.
The future of policing in Toronto was up for debate at City Council today.
There will be no cuts to Toronto's police budget. Councillors voting tonight against downsizing.
Investing in our communities and alternatives to policing make our communities safer. It costs less money. It saves lives. It saves lives.
Right now, an armed police officer shows up first and they make a mess of things. And then we have a conversation about what went wrong. And that is we've been doing this for too long, where too many things have gone wrong, and we need to be able to
Mayor
reset
Tory
that.
Mayor Tory agreeing that community
zero.
Safety measures need to be explored, but not at the expense
of police
funding.
We will make the investments we have to make, but we will also, I think, reform policing in a way that is done sensibly and in a considered way, and not based on a debate about a number, but based on what is the right way to do it now, as soon as possible, to bring about the kind of change that people expect and need.
Councillor Cole.
Opposed.
Councillor Crawford.
In the end, council voted to keep cash in hand.
Tory's motion to ask police to implement body-worn cameras by January 1st passed 17-7. That would add another $2.5 million to Toronto Police's budget.
The consultation for the next police budget in Waterloo Region starts next month, and people still don't know what's going to happen.
Well, the region has taken our call.
This is Tennille Warren, local activist and anti-racism and equity consultant from Kitchener.
I mean, they had an anti-racism town hall, which, again, we pointed out that we are not in the practice of rehashing our pain and how we feel. We would like to focus, and they took that and they did what they wanted to do, and they made it into a diversity initiative, and then they formed what they call an anti-racism committee. But when you look on the application, it is not specifically for anti-black racism. It is not restricted to only racialized people applying. So I would say that the region has heard our call and has chosen not to listen, but instead engage in an initiative of their own making.
You're listening to CKMS, and I'm Ivan Angelovsky. We're talking about the next police budget with Tennille Warren, local activist and anti-racism and equity consultant.
We've been working on preparing the budget for the $29.3 million, and we hope to update that call soon, but our call remains that we do hope to see a reallocation of funds into the community. that supports the upstreaming of initiatives that all Black, Indigenous, racialized, and poor communities can benefit from in the Waterloo region. We requested a specific amount, a minimum $29.3 million, and we will be identifying where we think that $29.3 million should be allocated. The last budget was approved in 2019, so they will be presenting their budget for the next 2 years in November, and we will wait to see. We've made a specific request that there should be no further approvals of increase to the police budget. We know that the Police Services Act does protect police funding requests in that they have the right to appeal rejection of their budget requests, and so they can withhold the system, play back and forth for as long as they wish because they are protected by the Police Services Act. We recognize that. But we also recognize that there is room for reallocation and that there are services in the community, transportation, childcare. We see in the current statement regarding the Federal Economic Recovery Plan that areas of upstreaming and community programming are crucial to reviving the economy. And so that needs to be considered by the region and hopefully by police services when they present their budget.
One of the persons who will decide on the next police budget is Karen Redman, regional chair, who also serves as the chair of the police board.
Our commitment through the Waterloo Regional Police Board, and I'm chair, but I'm one of seven members on the board, is that we will examine systemic racism as it exists in Waterloo Region. Absolutely, as the police service has done for a long time, investigate any allegations or stories that we hear where police have been inappropriate with people of color or Black people. And we will strive to do better. But it was about a year ago now that the entire board at the time, some of the members have changed, that we did a whole day-long training of unconscious bias to show us that if you've grown up with white privilege, you don't even recognize that you have white privilege. So we need to continue to educate ourselves as a board of the police service. And we're also committed to find out how is the best way to deal with wellness calls, with people with mental health issues, recognizing that for a very long time, 911 has been everybody's first call and call of last resort. And the police are not always the best person to go into those situations. But also recognizing that sometimes they're very volatile. Sometimes you would be putting other people in a harm's way if it's a very explosive situation. So we've committed to being accountable and, again, to demonstrating real change. It has to be more than just numbers. The demands of the people who demonstrated with Black Lives Matter was they wanted just about $29 million taken out of the police budget, but they don't say what they want done with it. So part of the initiative at Waterloo Region is also to deal with social services, our partners in the community. Are there partners in the community who are Indigenous and Black and can offer services, and for some reason they're not getting the funding? So it isn't an either or, it's both. And I would have to tell you that we are examining very carefully who the police service hires, how they're trained, and the expectations that are made of them.
I'm Ivan Angelovski, and you're listening to CKMS Radio. I'm talking about the next police budget with Karen Redman, regional chair and chair of the police board.
Just last night, Tony Giovinazzo and I, as board members, were part of a focus group with Indigenous people, and it's all part of our strategic plan as we go forward to 21 and 23, to 21 to 2023. And it was very enlightening, but we're hearing their view, we're hearing how they feel that they interact with the police, how the police approach them, and what needs to change. They need to tell us. And Tony and I and the chief and the deputy were there to listen. And so there has to be lots of listening, but there also has to be action.
Responding to our questions, Waterloo Regional Police Service said it's focused on supporting good faith efforts to promote greater accountability and transparency in policing to achieve better outcomes by police within our criminal justice system. You've been listening to CKMS 102.7 FM. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo, and you can email news@radiowaterloo.ca to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover. The music was Black Room by Moby, thanks to mobygratis.com. My name is Ivan Angelovsky, and I was your host for this program.